I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Once an ally, now an enemy. That's how you could describe the relationship between preacher Fethullah Gulen and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The president now accuses Gulen of plotting the failed military coup in Turkey. But believe it or not, Gulen was once a close friend of Erdogan's. Things turned sour between the two men back in the late 1990s, and Gulen moved to the U.S. He has lived in Sailorsburg, Pennsylvania, ever since, in self-imposed exile. Reporter Amana Fontanella Khan of The Guardian got a chance to visit Gulen at his compound this past weekend.
He originally came over to America to do sort of health checkups. He has diabetes and heart concerns, and the doctor said he really needs to go somewhere quiet. And somehow Pennsylvania, this small little town in the Poconos, offered just the level of tranquility that the doctor ordered. It's also only, you know, an hour and a half from Manhattan, so it's also very well connected to the steady stream of supporters and followers that he comes that come to visit him so regularly.
So you went to Sailorsburg in Pennsylvania. What did you find out when you went to visit Fethullah Gulen?
First off, Mr. Gulen is known for being an incredibly reclusive man. He almost never speaks to the Western media, and so this was a very unprecedented access that he gave The Guardian and a select group of reporters. We were given a tour of his compound. We got to see his home. We got to see his living quarters. We saw where he sleeps. We saw his fitness room where he does exercise. We even got a peek into the bathroom. So it was incredible access. And you really sort of got the impression that this was a man who was probably thinking, a lot of Americans are wondering, you know, what this suspected or accused coup plotter is doing in this massive compound in Pennsylvania. And it seemed like this was an attempt for him to say, look, come on in, come have a look. There's nothing suspicious or untoward happening here.
What did he say about the allegations that he had something to do with this attempted coup in Turkey on Friday?
He flatly rejected any accusation or suggestion that he was involved with the attempted coup. He stressed that he firmly believes in democracy and in human rights in Turkey, and that military intervention is completely incompatible with that.
So just a few hours after this attempted coup, you go and visit him. What was he like in person?
Well, it was very interesting. So before the interview began, there was a doctor, a physician who was there, and he performed a brief medical checkup. He took his blood pressure. He had a stethoscope around his neck, and he was just kind of essentially by Mr. Gulen's side throughout the interview, because Mr. Gulen is very frail. He's sort of an elderly man, his late 70s, and he's got various health conditions. And so it was almost the theatrical element of that medical checkup, again, almost trying to signal, listen, this is just, a frail elderly man, not the kind of person that you expect to be leading, a massive, attempted coup in Turkey. And apart from that, he was very calm, he was very composed, and very hospitable. I mean, apart from giving us all this access to his private quarters, he also, made sure that there was tea and sort of, you know, little Turkish snacks, dried fruits and dried savory sweets available. So he was really, just trying to be as hospitable to us as possible.
Does Gulen feel safe in Pennsylvania? I mean, are there agents from Turkey that he has to worry about?
Well, so the compound is guarded, and they did say that essentially that the guards were on alert because there had been threats coming in over social media, and while those, it wasn't clear whether those threats were credible or not, what is clear is that Mr. Gulen's compound is regularly the site of pro-Erdogan, anti-Gulen protests by Turkish Americans. So after I left the interview with Mr. Gulen, I saw a group of Turkish-American protesters, maybe sort of 10 or 15 of them, who were loudly shouting and chanting against Mr. Erdogan. They were flying Turkish flags, and one woman had a flag with Mr. Erdogan's face on it. And while those protesters, didn't seem violent at all, they definitely were very, very angry.
You know, I got to say, Aman, I'm still dwelling on that detail you told us, that Gulen wanted his journalist guest to visit his bathroom. Why?
You know, this is a man who, you know, fears extradition. Mr. Erdogan has demanded that Gulen is extradited. And I think that he just really wanted to, you know, sort of preempt any sort of questions among Americans, saying, well, who is this man and what is he doing here exactly? And, you know, what's going on in this compound? And I think he just wanted to lay any fears or doubts to rest. I think he wanted to say, look, I've got nothing to hide. There's nothing untoward happening here. Just come have a look and just satisfy yourself that this is just, a space of worship and reflection, and that this is not a place where any coup is being hatched.
Amana Fontanella Khan of The Guardian, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.